Okay, das ist nicht was haben wir Jakob ist so viel das ist nicht was bei der Schein was wir schon sagen. Okay, so we're doing Chazara. So the Chazara of the Chazara will do during the week and the Chazara for the things that we've been doing the Shir Halacha we'll do on Sunday because that's when we're going to do the Sunday Shiurim, and then okay, I just need to get sorry, one second. Okay, sorry. Okay, so, right, in Avodah Zarah, we're okay, so we'll continue that as Hashem. And Shir Halacha start on page 11. So, question number one, Ba'er Inyan shall. So the Gemara in Brachas and in Beis Amin Aleph says, that once you taste from the cup, it's pogum. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone wants to take from this cup and make a barbi agafen, you know, it's still wine. But it's chashivas for kos. Shall bracha of kiddush and avdol, or maybe we'll call shal bracha. You know, when you're doing, like Rav Shechter pointed out, certain mitzvahs, we enhance the mitzvah with a kol shal yayin. Not all things. Like we do bris milah, we have a kos, but we don't do it in all cases. So, so how are you misaking? So therefore, once it's pogum, then you use it for kosher bracha. So tama pogum. So the Tosfos says for kosher bracha. So then he quotes the Yerushalmi that he put some wine and water in it. Or yayin. So by putting water or wine in the kos, you're misaking it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says on page 4. Kadesh al kos malei yayin shelo yepogo. Yeah, it can't be pogum. So, I mean, that's the din of it can't be pogum. We'll see how he discusses. Now, the question is that a din likuva? So the Prima Gadim in page 5, the Eshal Avram, writes, that if ain lo ella kos pogum yikadosh alof, measure yivatel yain kiddush. Because it's not likuva. Avshe yishol past mikol mochum kosher kein b'shachris uv v'havdala. Because you could still use it. It's not the best thing. And even if you have pas, Friday night you can make kiddush and pas. That's still a lower level than using a kos pogum. It's better to use a kos pogum. than challah. So challah is a lower level than kiddush. The prima garden in Eshal Avram. Sivkat Chavtes. That's question number three. Then he says, "V'tzarchim b'layla, the shlomi kaddish al pas." But then what? Where is that? Well, he says the first thing. I mean, is that him speaking or is that the Magen Avraham speaking? In Einlo Elikos, Pogo Mikadosh Olam Mashiv Vatal Yain Kiddushav Sheishol Pas. Who's saying that? Because then he says, "Tzarchin b'layla diyesh lo mikadosh l'apach."
What are you saying?
Because Tzarchin is mashma that he's Tzarchin with someone else, right? Should we look up that Magen Avraham? No?
Yeah, my question. But originally he says that
if in Eilu Holocaust Pogam, Yichadish Lot, Maishavatel Yain Kiddush, Afshesh Lopas. And then in the end he writes, Tzarchi and Malayla, Tishloma Yichadish Lopas.
So you hear what I'm saying? In other words, it seems that he's saying first not to use the pass, but then he's saying maybe pass is better than a close pogrom. Unless you want to say that the first part is just a quotation. Just want to someone again, Shopenar, from the base medrash, Simon Archaim Tafayim Bates.
Rabbi, at the end of the packet, on page 22 in Mekadesh HaShabbos, there is one line. V'yesh omrim de bekiddush de Shabbos, adif shekadesh alapat, mash kadesh al kos pagum. And the note lamed hey says, ken mistapek beprime gadim.
Prime gadim, right.
It looks like the suffix of the prime gadim, maybe.
Right. So is it the first time it's also the prime gadim talking, and it's just at the end, he's just not sure? In other words, because the prima garden says two things. He says both things. You follow? You see what the prima garden says in the beginning?
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, is that both the prima garden speaking and it's like a suffix? Or is it?
Oh, Simon Taf Ein base. That's what
I told him. That's what he's going to get.
Okay.
So that's what I want to see. If I mean, today we have water. It's really hard to get water. You know, you just unless a person, he doesn't have water. But today, he's washing the tea. Let's say dying for the meal. Still has water. Unless the water's not filtered and he's mopped it, with the filtered water, so he could use that water for the tea. Let's say dying, but not for putting it in the thing. Maybe that could be a hechi timtso. So tafayim beis sif tes, but magen avraham sif katan yuvi yiral. Let's see. I don't see him. It could be that it's both the Primogodim speaking. He doesn't, the Magen Avraham doesn't say anything like that. It could be like what Rabbi Katan said, that from that Sefer Mekadesh HaShabbos, that it's just the it's just the Prima Godim, the topic and the Shiloh. I would still think, what would you think, Misvara? Which is better, the Kos Pogum?
The Pass.
The Pass is better? Yes. Ferrari thinks the Pass is better. Let me hear. Why, Rav Harari? See, it's not every day we have Ramosa, we have Rav Harari live here today. So usually we just have Rav Harari's name. We don't see, you know. Now we have the Schuss. We should take a note of the Schuss of having Rav Harari in our Dalai Lamas.
I don't know. I think there's no Kisaron.
Yeah, but Kisaron is wine is better than Pass.
Yeah, wine. It's a
quiz.
It's not the
young. Let me ask you a question. If somebody would make Kiddush on Pass and not wine?
If you have wine and you cover your hand, it's a quiz.
Well,
not just the yain, it's the quiz.
No, yeah, no.
It's a quiz.
No, so therefore what?
So if it's pagum, it's not the lechatchila.
It's not lechatchila. But it's pass is not lechatchila either.
Yeah,
so which is a less, you know?
I think there's no concern in the Svara to say that since Pagum is no good at all. That's a suffix. What's a suffix? Suffix is whether Pagum is burnished or it's just not.
Right. In other words, I mean,
what's a suffix?
Yeah, which is better? Which would be better? If there was the ever Kos Pogum Friday night, should you make Kiddush in the Kos Pogum?
Yeah, is that totally on whether Pogum is zero or Pogum?
Even if Pogum's not zero, but maybe it's a bit, which is a more b'dieved. No, there was neither hold it to zero.
You say Pogum, do you need less than sheer required? Or are we just saying the cup that you're using?
Somebody's sipped from the coast using. It still has a sheer.
I'm not understanding why.
Pogum is not a din that you don't have a shear. Pogum is it was sipped from. You still the cup is 6 ounces,
right.
And you sipped a little bit. It's more than the shear chazanish. More than the shear chazanish.
I guess what we worry about is it would be any different if someone poured 5, like if you had a 6 ounce cup, like what 5 ounces in there versus pouring raw 6 and then drinking from it. Like what's the difference?
I don't follow your question.
I'm not saying what makes drinking from it ugly, as opposed to what's the difference between drinking from it and just pouring.
Well, that's Rav Avram Levitz, Shlita, the wizard of Avram Levitz. He likes to quote the Rambam. That the Rambam says it's like, looks like Shiore Kaisis, is that what the Lashon?
Yeah, it's leftovers.
Leftovers. You know, you don't want to come, somebody in your house, leftovers, you know, it's. So, like, achivelov lefechasecha, when you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to give him leftovers?
Why would I see them? It's a big thing.
Shirayim.
Shirayim.
Oh. I have a piece in my safer about that. Shiyori Matzum Lur, they took out of Mitzrayim. Okay, but still, it's... No, I have a whole piece. Shirayim is not only a Hasidic thing.
Oh, yeah.
Should look in my safer and.
What's the source for past the Kiddush? That's not a Gemara.
No, it's a Gemara.
If you don't have Yan, you pass.
Yeah, similar. Yeah.
Rav was Mechadish Lechachila.
Who?
Rav.
Okay.
Rabbi, is there an idea of kos pogum by pass? Like, you know, if you have a piece of bread, a loaf of bread that was already started.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like leftovers.
Yeah, less than 50.
I mean, the question is you need kikar shalom from that mishnah.
Yeah, meaning let's say you didn't 50, have a so kikar shalom.
Yeah, let's say saying would there be a concept of lechem pogum?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing in my life. Because usually it's not an issue because it needs to be shalem anyway for the lechem mishnah. But Rav Harari says a goyness now that if it's a small enough shear that regabi lechem mishnah is still called shalem, but lemaisa it's still a little bit less with some bit out of it. So maybe that has the even with your Rambam Avram Levitch, maybe it also looks shvach. You know, you wouldn't want to serve. You wouldn't give the right. You must say you always follow whatever you would give the governor, right? If you give the governor, yeah, you want to, yeah, somebody bit out of it, yeah.
Even if it's a big loaf,
so it's mistaken. Maybe there should be, but then by bread you're not going to be able to masaki. That's the thing.
Like they use a clip.
You could put off, but then for sure it won't be a show. Okay. Okay. What's the din with a straw? If you sipped with a straw from a kosher bracha, would that be make it pogel? So the Shvuz Yaakov as a tshuva so he discusses the concept of nitzok. Nitzok means when you have a stream. You have a stream. Is that considered chibur? There's two things and there's a stream in between them. So are those things considered connected by the stream, or is the stream not considered chibur? So it's a whole discussion. Mishnah Taras. So first he wants to say, if you hold that nitzok, so if you hold that nitzok is chibur, so that means when you're never drinking from the cup directly, you're drinking from the lot. You're drinking from the straw, and the straw is having a nitzok in the straw till the cup. So then, if it's considered chibur, so when you drink from the straw, it's like you're drinking from the cup because the stream in between is mechaber the two. So, Kevin Shoshosa Menum Chabo needs to have a key to Shoshosa Mikufa Kli. Bavav the Hadda needs to Chibor in a Libra the Kuli Alma. Comes Rova and Bosom Hakam, but needs to be a Nesip as well as Edra Bonan, Bosom Hefsek. In King Kosha came Bezer Rakhida Mitzvah, Shasat Chab of Rafa Malov. I feel in who problem go no game there shall sack the bakal it is of his mind. Just talk about the Gerel Hakel Negad as on the Nitz of Chibur.
So in other words, if you hold nitzok is eino chibur, so then the chorus should be okay. Right? If nitzok is chibur, so then it's as if you drank from the cup. If nitzok is eino chibur, in other words, it should be taller than this shaila. When nitzok chibur, when nitzok is eino chibur. So he says, if you paskin, nitzok chibur, it's a problem, but not everyone, people, the sheet is holding nitzok is eino chibur. So if that be the case, so then we should be machmir to say that nitzok is chibur, because it's not so hard to be masakin. Just because if you had a situation where you had no wine or water to put in, so then okay, so then you could be makel to say that nitzok is eino chibur. But if you're in a situation where there's so easy, always say mios tov al tikra ra. If you can do something that, you know, it's a tzara, but it's so easy to fix. So just fix it, you know. That's the klal of mios tov al tikra. So if it's so easy to go ahead and get and add something in, so add something in. It needs to make a kind of a chubal mikli. Why they have a shosu mikli atzmo? And it says, and if the kana is mechuba the kli, you can have some things that they have a straw built into the kli. So that's considered for sure shows me kli. But if the straw is not built in, so then it's totally in the shayla of nitzochib or nitzochenuchib. In other words, if you drink from the cup, that's now you've made it pogum. But if you have a straw and you sip from the straw, is that, did you make it pogum? That's the question.
But what's it like?
No, it's like this. If you have a cup and you spill some out from the cup, that's not pogum. You just spilled it out. That's not pogum. But if you sip from it, that's pogum. So the question is, if you drank through a straw, does that make the close pogum?
Why is it spilling out?
Spilling out is not pogum. Because spilling out is just, yeah, it just makes it less. Believe me, if somebody gave you a Coke bottle and they just poured something out and then they want to give it to you, you wouldn't have any problem with that. But if somebody took a straw, and you'd have a problem with that, especially, you know, when dealing with the COVID world. Right, we have poppers.
Can't catch it.
Okay, but whatever. But you know, people wouldn't be as comfortable if somebody just poured it out. It's all different.
Yeah, you have the guy's germs.
Right. I don't think Chazal were worried so much of germs, even though today we're in a society that knows a lot about germs. But I think Chazal, just looking how it looks like shiori, like the Rambam's lashon, like Avraham Levitt said. Rambam's lashon is she looks like shiori kosis, so it looks substandard. Okay. So the halacha is that. That if it's easy to fix, better to fix it. And if not, bigger than there's what to be, could use it. The question is, what if you have another? Yeah, okay. Okay, Tain Divya Shukhanak, when Shtiya Kodim Shiyita Mamakadish. So when somebody makes Kiddush, you're supposed to. So you're supposed to wait till the Mekadesh drinks before you could drink from the coast. So the question is, does that always apply? So the Gemara says it depends whether you're you have to wait for him. In other words, if you have a kos that's fine, so then you don't have to wait for him. If you're dependent upon him, because say your kos is pogum and he has to pour some in yours, so then you can't drink before him. So that's what the that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Aleph and Zion. Let's see. Reish Ayin Aleph. On page 6 says, "Lo yitamul ha'misubim kodeh b'shiyita v'mekadish im him zkukim l'koso." So they have their own kos. In other words, like our family, we give up. Everyone has, before I make kiddush, everyone has a little kos in front of them. So therefore, they're not subordinate to my kos. So then, technically speaking, they don't have to wait for me to drink for kiddush. Even though it could be my kos is a real becher and their kos is only plastic. Yeah, but still, anyway, yeah. Rav Abadi has a true, I think, from the Chidah. He says they used to make kiddush on what Chos made of chocolate. He used to, I think he said maybe it was only in the daytime. You know, make it a chocolate, drink it, and then eat the Chos.
It was made for a kos, or it was made for
chocolate? It was made for a kos, a chocolate kos.
It sounds like it was made as a chocolate to eat, and now we're using it
to kos. It might have been made as
a worse. It's worse.
Yeah, I think that was the true. He quotes this from Chidah. I don't know. It could be only in the daytime. The daytime is much more cold than the nighttime. Still,
it is or it isn't.
Yeah.
Well, don't they say that if it was made as for a kos?
You would say if it was made for a kos.
The Robinson sounds like it was made as a kos, even if it's temporary.
It's a kos. It's a kos.
It was made for something else, using it as a kos.
Well, there's a discussion in the Gemara Beitza. Whether there's a concept of tikkun mona ba'ochel, right? Because it could be that anything is an oichel by definition can't be a kli. Could be those two things are mutually exclusive. If something's an oichel, so even though you made it in the tzur of a kli, it could be that it doesn't have a status of a kli. I'll be then. That's a mashma from the Gemara. There's no tikkun mona ba'ochel because this is not a kli. So I don't know. I wouldn't be too crazy about using toasts for.
When it comes to weddings, you see like a plate made out of gold.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Or a plate made out of chocolate, even chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Taking to Rav Rashbam, question 6. The Rashbam, but okay, the pogrom, the Havilah Hatchilo field, but the Evet. So the Gemara in Psachim, Kuvvav and Ralph, let's take a look. Yeah, page 15. Dimar Maskel Akasel. Yeah. Kapir Akasa, the Kiddush Lavdala. Shalom Yivarach al Kos Pogam. If Rots of Lishtos Yain Tzarech Lavar Bir Gavon. Me'in Lel Yain Pogam, Kaddish Lav Kapir Lachatkim Mashra. Loshen the Kapir is Mashra to Kepeda. It's not a, like I told you, Rav Abadi always says in Shulchan Aruch, it says Tzarech. So it's also Loshen Lachatkim, Rav Abadi thought. And Loshen the Kapir is Kapir, he has a kapeda about that. The kapeda is much more, this is his kapeda. It's much more that it's more of a mechatchila or a chumra ba'alma. So that's what the Rashbam is saying. That when he says the kapid akasa pagima, so it's makpid not to use it mechatchila. That's how the Rashbam
even spells it out at the end of his.
He says it's Lechachila. No, that's the point. Yeah. And number seven, Avram is your Rambam. You want to read it, Avram? You have it in front of you?
I have to pull it up.
Or does someone have a Rambam right in front of them?
Yeah, I have it.
You want to read it? Rav Katan read it.
Yeah. Kol Kli Shehayamale Yain. אפילו מחזיק כמה רביעיות, אם שסה ממנו מעט, הרי זה פגמו. ונפסל, ואין מקדשין על השאר, מפני שהוא כשיורי קוסס.
And the Rambam is mashma l'chatzila, but yeah, what do you think the Rambam is mashma?
Looks like l'chatzila, אין מקדשין על השאר.
אין מקדשין. Okay. No, that's the Rambam here in the Mishnah Torah in Perek Chaf Tes Halacha Tes Zayin. Okay, number eight. Tain Divrei Rosh in Tikkun Kol Shel Havdalah. No, he doesn't always do that.
Sometimes he does.
Okay, then. Okay, then the Rosh speaks about Tikkun Kol Shel Havdalah. So let's look at the Rosh. Perek Yud Siman Yud Aleph. So he says by Havdalah. The table can't hachalam lo yavdol kos. He said, "The shayla pogum by havdol." He says, "So you should be able to fix it." There's a question of is it not enough for berkas hamazon and havdola? So if they're going to make havdola and then berkas hamazon one without the other, then they're going to drink it, then they're not going to have for the other one. So they do it together. So what's the problem? Why don't they just make? In other words, so they let him eat the meal first, make birkas hamazon, drink from the kos. So what's the problem? How could they? And in other words, in the end, they'll have one kos for both. So he says, what's the problem? Why don't you just make havdalah, drink a little? And it was here, we're saying, you only have one kos. You have a suda. See, to us, we're not so machpid on making a kos for birkas hamazon. But when they were, so then it was a big deal.
So what are you going to do? You only have one kos. You have to pick up the dough. You want to have a suda. So what do? So you could use it. You could use one kos for both. So they're letting him have what? Eat first, and then make have, and then what? And be mavdil, and then betch and mavdil on the same course. Because if you make havdala first, then you would be shoyser from the kois. Then you're not going to have a kois for. You're not going to have a kois for birkas hamazon if you wait with the birkas hamazon after. So therefore, eat first, bench on the kois, and to keep that kois for havdala. Right, that's what the Gemara seems to say. So the Rosh said, but what's the problem? Just make havdala first. Drink from the coast, misakin it, and then bench. And then we're giving a grosser hetter to eat before havdalah because of the concept of coast bogger. Because if you make havdalah first, then you're not going to have a coast for purpose of most. Because it's already poker. So the Rosh is a kasha. But what's the problem? So misakin the begima, make havdalah, drink. Be mitoyim. Now put some water in it, and now you'll have the meal later. Why do you have to be matir eating before? So the Rosh asks this kasha. So you know what the Rosh answers? The Rosh says because it's talking about that there was already water in the yayin because it was the old style. That was dilution already. But in a harami, you should be able to fix it.
You have three quarters water already.
So then already it's not, it wouldn't be good anymore. But in a harami, you could. Could be misakin. I think the Alter Rebbe held that maybe b'shas atchak you don't even have to tell him the chayz shel havdalah. Maybe they could be more coolers even by the gemar by havdalah. Maybe more coolers by kosher havdalah than kosher kiddush.
Yeah, in terms of how much you have to drink.
I mean that's the famous Rashi and Erev. The only reason you have to drink from kosher bracha is it's kenai not to drink. So frekta rashasha kasha, what do you mean it's a genai? It's a bracha lo atol if you don't drink. So that's the word that it's not. That when you make the bropia gofen at the kiddush, if you don't drink, then it's not a bracha lo atol. Because it's not a birkas hanene. It's a like Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, it's a birkas hashevach. Like Rav Shlomo who created wine, to like Rav Shechter said, to mahadir the mitzvah.
It's toast.
Yeah.
Because it's Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
The toast.
Yeah, you don't have to. So Lamaisa Minig is to. Oh. For Kiddush, you have to drink below blue. And that could be Bidiyavi.
For Knai, it should be enough just to drink.
But the Shaila is for.
Knai, it should be just
to drink. For Havdalah. Havdalah is here.
So
Havdalah, one second.
Dini Havdalah. Okay. Trying this by Havdalah, it could be more kakulas even on the etzim ke'ima. Yeah, Shemei Havdalah. If you listen to the call, you can go through the Chavala. Shemei Yecholish Tosos. Shemei Yecholish Tosos. Shemei Yecholish Tosos. Shemei Yecholish Tosos. יש לוחות של שלא יעבדו לנושים. כל מקום, I have to find this line where he seems to say that by Havdalah might be more calm the din of Te'ima by Havdalah. Yeah, okay. That's okay, you'll have to find that line in the Alter Rebbe. But he speaks about this rush. That's the question, whether he could use Chamar Medina over a Kos Pogum. As he seems to say, that if you have a close pogum, like the case of the rush that already had water in it anyway. So Tov Yosef Havdil Amashke Chamar Medina Sheinu Pogum. He writes that. Yeah. Okay, but I have to find that line about if you weren't tayim at all. I think in one place he's making on that, and by Havdalah more than by Kiddush, the Alter Rebbe. Okay, we'll stop tomorrow. Bez Hashem will continue Chazara in Avarazara, Masachas Avarazara. And next Sunday is the Chag HaSmicha, but we still have Shir in the morning, so we'll figure out all the details. Okay, so we'll probably finish the Chazara, the Shiri Halacha. And then we'll go, okay, so we'll continue. Okay, Ramosa, it's good to see you, everybody. Good morning to Jason Finkelstein, Yehuda, Avram Kenner, Mordechai Scheinson, and Rabbi Katan, and Rav Kesselman, and Rabbi Kenner, Rabbi Aaron Levitt, Jason Finkelstein, and Jake Silberger, and Akiva, and Jordan, and the Ferraris here. We have Bruchim Habayim for Rav Harari, Hashem Hashem, and Rav Kulik. Okay, everybody should be well. Okay, Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Okay, I have to go for another.